Now learning the next paragraph, paragraph number 9, Mishmoneh Esrei, Birchas Hashanim, translated as years of prosperity, in which we use this as an opportunity to ask Hashem to help us, to sustain us, to give us a livelihood, a parnasa, and of course also asking for rain, which as we've mentioned before, the Gemara tells us that rain is likened to the parnasa, especially those who were involved in agriculture, farming. If you had a lot of rain, that meant most likely you'd have a successful year. Of course, it's important to remember that there's a reason why we ask Hashem for parnasa. It's very often a person could feel that, you know, it's my strength, it's my hard work that I'm putting into it, and it's all my hishtadlus, all this effort. But the reality is that even though that's true, a person needs to do their effort, needs to put as much work as possible into their job to make sure that they're successful. But it also has to be tempered with an element of bitachon, acknowledging the fact that as much as we do, that's not necessarily going to guarantee success. And we know this, unfortunately, with health, with illness. Even in a generation that we live in, a person can get sick. A person also, with regard to their parnasa, can plant something into the ground and provide the proper sunshine and the rain and everything, but that doesn't guarantee it's going to grow. Ultimately, we have to turn to Hashem and ask for this bracha, the blessing of success of parnasa, which is the paragraph of Baruch Aleinu. The Torah tells us the significance of this particular paragraph, why it's placed paragraph number 9 in the Shemoneh Esrei. It's actually brought down in the Gemara Megillah, as the Gemara also asked the same question about the previous paragraph of Refuah for health, why it was number 8. The Gemara asked, Marol Omra Pachis, why is it that it's bracha number 9? And he quotes the Gemara, Omer Rebbe of Sadra, he says, that's Kenegin Makis Arim, it's opposite those people who were involved in business, that although there might have been a lot of crops, a lot of produce, or whatever widgets, things that a person wants to purchase, it's very possible those people will raise the prices out of control and make it very difficult for the middleman or for the impoverished to be able to survive because they have no choice but to purchase these things. And it's mentioned in Tehillim, in Psalm, here it says Yud, which is chapter 10, but apparently it's supposed to be chapter 9, which we'll discuss in a moment, that David HaMelech wrote, Shavor Zeroa Rasha, that we should smash and break the arms of the wicked. And the Rasha is the person who uses that which they have by raising their prices for their own benefit to be able to cause other people to be impoverished. And therefore, specifically, bracha number 9 is the bracha of Parnassah, that Hashem should not allow these Rishayim to control the market. And the Torah asks, well, the problem is, this is Psalm 10, verse 15. The reality is, the Gemara says in the beginning of Brachos, the David Amru, but she is really, it's number 9. The Ashrei Ha'ish V'lo Mirakshu, the first two paragraphs, that as we have it in our Tehillim, which makes it really 150, the reality is those two first paragraphs are really considered to be one. They're really one paragraph. We just divide them into two. And therefore, this pasuk, which discusses the downfall of the wicked who dominates and monopolize the business world so much so that it causes the poor people to become more impoverished that they can't afford because they raise the prices beyond control, that's in paragraph number 9, specifically to remind us in our paragraph of Shemoneh Esrei, paragraph number 9. And then the Torah continues and says, V'yeshva lamid tevos. There's 30 words in this paragraph, and that's only the time in which we say the words of Saint Tal Matar L'Bracha makes it 30 words. And he says the reason is based on two psukim, which are very much focused on asking Hashem for one's livelihood, one's parnasa. The first one is found in Parshas Kisavo, which has in it 23 words, the pasuk of Yiftach Hashem Lecha Es Otzer HaTov, that Hashem will open up his storehouse, That's a Shemayim, the heavens, lo says Matar Artzacha Be'ito, that the rain should fall on the ground at its proper time. Vilvarech is Kol Mas Yadecha, and it should bless all of the actions of your hands. And then the pasuk concludes, Vilvisa Goyim Rabim V'Yatzalo Silva, that will not have to borrow from the nations, rather they'll borrow from us. If you count that verse in Kisavo, it's 23. And there's another pasuk, which is the pasuk, the zayin, the seven words in the pasuk, Poseach Es Yadecha. And if you count the rest of that pasuk, it probably should equal four more. Umaspia l'chol chai ratzon. Good, it is four. So that equals seven words in that pasuk, and 23 in the previous one, Hari Lamed, which corresponds to the 30 in our paragraph, to tell us that it's Hashem that causes this, that we should have this parnasa, that Hashem will provide us for this livelihood, not anyone else. So therefore, when we read this paragraph in our Shemona Esrei, when we're davening, and we think about number 9, we think about those people who do not dedicate their livelihood and focus and realize that it's really Hashem that is directly involved in their failures or their success. And that's what we think about when it comes to paragraph number 9. And the difficulty is, how is a person able to counter that? It's very difficult. I mean, very often we get so involved in our work that we don't realize the hand of God and the blessings that we have is really attributed to Hashem's bracha. So the answer, as is brought down in the words of the Kolbo, he says it's interesting, if you look at this paragraph, the first word, Barech, begins with the letter Beis. The last word of this paragraph, in Mevorech HaShanim, ends off with the letter Mem. And we find also something significant about those two letters, that if we study Torah Shebichsav, the written Torah, the very first letter of the Torah, of course, as we know, is Bereishis, starts with the letter Beis. And if we would study Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral tradition, the very first tractate, Masechet Brachos, we find the very first word, Me'el Matai, starts with the letter Mem. And some explain that that's the significance in the Shema when we say, Mishinantum Ovenecha V'dibarta Bam, you're supposed to teach in them, which means not just the written Torah, but also the oral Torah together. That's how we're supposed to learn Torah, that they should complement one another. So says the Kolbo, that the significance of this paragraph, which is really being hinted by the first letter and the last letter, the Beis and the Mem, corresponds to Torah study. And he says that if a person is able to increase their Torah study, the Torah study of Torah Shebichsav, and as well as Torah Shebaal Peh, it'll give that person the understanding, realization, that the blessings that they receive with parnasa and livelihood is only coming because of Hashem. Baruch Ata Hashem Mevarech Hashanim. Rabbi Chananel ben Chachos HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zachus Levi Chachar Abraham Termitz Shnemar Adonai Chafetz Samasi Koyadil Torah V'Yadir.